Is there life after the TRC? This question has repeatedly been asked of those intimately involved in translating the story of South Africa's Truth and Reconciliation Commission since 1996. From the men and women who have shuttled between all the country's major languages to interpret thousands of emotional stories and conflicting perspectives of the apartheid era. From the journalists who have crisscrossed the country almost every single week to reflect those personal accounts in words, pictures, voices, and sounds. And from the truth commissioners who have had to keep the process glued together and make sense of it for everyone. Angie Kapelianis asked the truth commissioners what they plan to do with their lives after South Africa's history of gross human rights abuses had been chronicled.
I think there's a time to be in such a commission, but there's also time to close and to go through that bereavement, if you like, and that sense of loss.
Alex Bourain.
So that we can move on in our lives. And I've been very lucky that I've been invited to go to New York University, to the law school there, to give me a time to get distance, to try to understand what it was all about, and then to try and write as seriously as I know how. I have been keeping a diary, because you get overwhelmed by so much. And I've tried to reflect many, many days on planes and late at night, just what I felt and what I experienced, what I saw, my horror, my revulsion, my agony, my sorrow, and my joy. But I hope it's going to be a little more than simply my particular pilgrimage through this. I would like to try to pull it together in such a way that it can be of help to other troubled spots of conflict. So apart from reflecting, writing, reading, researching, I'm going to have a hell of a lot of fun.
I have decided that it will be a year for Glenda and for my new baby.
Glenda Woltskut.
I have registered at UCT for some postgraduate work, and I will generally have fun, lie on the beach and cook and garden. That's what I want to do.
I'm struggling at the moment to decide what to do, but the overwhelming desire in me is always to want to serve for the betterment of society.
Faisal Randera.
So I veer from looking at something in international affairs where one can continue the work the Truth Commission has initiated and continue building on this culture of human rights both within South Africa and elsewhere. Or on the other side, going back to healthcare, where I can be responsible for policy and how it affects many, many more people rather than what I was doing previously, which was providing very individualized care.
I take with me a lot of frustration because we were not able to do all the things that we would have done.
Dumisa Nsebeza.
I, however, also take back to the practice of the law a feeling for justice, not in the sense of retribution. I would hope to be able to persuade in criminal courts those who preside that it is about retribution, yes, but it is also about rehabilitation in the sense that people should understand that the reconciliation process is part and parcel of bringing people who have been literally at each other's throats together. And it's going to be with us for a long time. We are going to have to face to the reality that South Africa is going to see a generation of transition. Not tomorrow, not the day after. Generational transition.
I don't have any very firm plans.
Mary Burton.
I will be available to the Commission on a voluntary basis, if necessary, beyond its lifespan, because I think that we will have people who have fallen through the cracks somehow. I think there will be tidying up to do. So I'm not committing myself to anything else immediately after the commission. Otherwise, there are lots of plans and dreams. I'd like to go back to doing, I'd like to do some reading and thinking. A lot of us think that it's time the history of the Black Sash was written, and maybe I'd like to have a stab at doing something towards that, but that's all.
Before I joined the commission already, I had really gone to bed with government, wanting to support ministers, going all out.
Khlingiwe Mkize.
I mean, I had so much faith in governments. The Truth Commission has done a lot of damage to me when it comes to that, really, because it's like just saying what happens to people once they have power. So I should think whatever I do, I will have to have space to be able to strengthen the development of the culture of human rights in this country.
I certainly want to take a holiday, and I'm going to take a holiday with my family.
Richard Lister.
Because that's been very, very difficult. I've been away from home a lot. And even when I'm at home, I'm not really there because the stuff does overwhelm you. I just feel that I need to wash it off me completely. I need to spend some time just detoxifying because I do feel very toxic. It's very difficult to find anything that will match up to this. As much as I want it to be finished because I feel that it's drained me. I know that when I go to work next year, wherever it is, you know, possibly something like doing labor arbitrations and mediations, something which I have experience in. I know that when I sit down and listen to somebody's story about who stole the bread from the canteen, I'm going to think, is this real? You know, is this important? Is this relevant? Is this what I need to be doing? So I think we'll all have to climb down from where we are. But I'm not optimistic or confident that I'll ever find something which will be as real and as rewarding as this.